everyone. This is Sister Saved in Christ. I'm your host, Kara.
And I'm your host, Jasmine.
And today we're going to be talking about something that has been on our hearts for a very long time. And we're going to be talking about waiting season and putting your faith and trust in Christ, even when you don't really understand how he's working in your life yet.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to be waiting and be not content with anything and put yourself first instead of putting God first. So I think that's basically what we're going to touch up on for today.
Yeah, and this has really been on my heart specifically because I'm sure we're all in our own individual waiting season for something in our life. I've been going through some trials in my career lately, and just putting my faith in God hasn't been the easiest journey. Which is why I wanted to come on here and talk about it and how to put your faith in him and be patient. It's hard, but we're going to talk about ways to make it easier, for sure.
Yeah, so if you want to get into it, we can start with the verse. It spoke to both of us because we were comparing notes this morning. We were like, I wrote that down too. We have Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. So again, just kind of a summary of everything. Trust in the Lord. He will guide you through everything.
And what I took from that verse, the very first time that I read it, is in times of trial and when we, especially when we really want something, it's really easy to fall into the trap of trying to take our own control over it.
Mm-hmm.
So that way we can, you know, get it done faster. And when I read the part where it was like, lean into not your own understanding, that really hit home because a lot of times, especially from someone with like anxious tendencies, it's really hard for me to not have control over something, and that has been one of my biggest trials in my journey with Christ, is like not interfering with what God has in store for me. So that's what I took from that, and to fully just give it over to him.
Yeah, and I think an important thing, I struggled with this personally. I've been in waiting season for like 4 months now, I feel like. And it's important to remember when you're in your waiting period, don't pray like, God, please let this happen, like, over and over and over again, because he hears you the first time. It was hard for me to stop praying for what I wanted and what I was waiting for and start just saying, like, Lord, I trust you, like, in your will. I'll, like, change your narrative on how you approach God, because I feel like when at first I was like, God, please let this happen. The next day I was like, God, please let this happen, like, you know, over and over again. Yeah, and it's like, he hears you. It's almost like if someone asks you for something and then they come back and ask you for it again.
You kind of get
annoyed. And you're like, okay, I heard you the first time. I'm pretty sure like God feels that way too. He doesn't need you to keep repeating it. He knows what's on your mind. He knows what you asked him. Just start trusting him and start letting him know that. I think that's really important in regards to these waiting periods.
And to add on to that, I feel like it's really easy to just start asking God for everything that we want. And we're not taking the time to realize that, you know, maybe this waiting season is him allowing us to build time for ourselves to prepare for what we are asking for. Because mm-hmm. I know a lot of the times we could be asking for something we're not fully ready for yet. For example, like we could want like this really big and nice car from a dealership when we don't have the finances to support that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we may get it when we want it, but maybe it'll get towed because, you know, you're not making the payments on it. So I really think that you just need to build this time of waiting to prepare for what he's giving you, because he's testing your faith in waiting seasons. That's what I think. And I think that whenever you feel like God is silent, when he's taking his time to work in your life and produce good fruit for you, that's when your praise should be louder. Like, that's when it should be the loudest, because you need to be giving thanks to him in this time of waiting. Thank him for working in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Thank him for seeing you as worthy to want to better you, want to produce fruit in your life.
And I think, like, when you pray, you don't always have to think of it as a prayer. Like, when you talk to God, you can literally just talk to God, tell him what's on your mind, thank him, all this and that. Like, you don't have to, Heavenly Father, da 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 da, in Jesus' name, you know, like, you don't have to do all that. you can talk to him.
Like just vent to him. Yeah. Like, he's our father.
He's the one that you can go to, like, when you're stressed or anything, like, anything that's on your mind. I mean, there's been times where I get home from work and I'll sit in my car, put it in park, turn it off, and I'll just sit there.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, because it's like, that's just my moment. It's just me. There's no one else around me, and I can just connect. No
interruptions or yeah. Either.
So it's like, don't feel like you have to, dear God or Heavenly Father, you know, like, of course address him like that. Yes. But it doesn't have to be in such a format that is a prayer, you know. I think that we can all connect to God in a different way.
Sometimes you could honestly just be crying to God. Like, mm-hmm. Sometimes speaking to God is just you letting out your emotions. You could not even have to say anything, because most of the time the thoughts that are going to in your head, he's hearing them.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even have to speak the words out loud because of the emotions that you're experiencing, but he's hearing the thoughts in your head, and he knows, like, what you're truly seeking. And if you're genuine in what you're seeking, he will provide for you.
Yeah. I agree 100%.
And if you're in your waiting season and you're not receiving, maybe it's because it's truly just not meant for you. Because God is not going to give you any fruit that isn't going to bless you, that isn't going to grow you in your faith. And sometimes you just kind of have to ask God for that patience and that understanding.
And rejection is not, don't even think of it as rejection. It's just a redirection. It's just putting you in a different path in life. There's been times where, like, I might even have to cut this out because I don't know if Andre wants me saying this, but I mean, before we both found God, like, we would argue, and I remember one night we argued so much, and I literally sat in the guest bathroom, like, in the shower. I was like, God, please let this end, like, please. And, you know, when you're saying that, you're just saying, like, if this relationship needs to be cut off, just let it be cut off. But really, after that, that's when we found God, and it did end, but it ended in a different way than what I thought. So, like, he understands your prayers, and it might not work the way you think it's going to work, but in the end, it's better the way he designs it to
be. Honestly, so many relationships go through that. Like, mm-hmm. That's not just you. And there's trials in everything that we do in life, and I feel like for a good relationship, it has to be built on a foundation, and I believe, in my heart at least, that foundation needs to be Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You will not fail if you're set up on a strong foundation of Christ, where you both can go into the Word when you're having trouble, because the Word is always going to give us something. Like, I feel like we touched on this in the last episode, but you could read a verse and it not really set in your heart with you, but you could read it at a different time or period in your life, and then boom, it's like you got hit by a ton of bricks because of how overwhelming it was for you and how much it aligns with what you're doing now.
And I don't know if anybody else has the, like, a YouVersion Bible app or whatever type of Bible app on their phone, but I had finished reading the Gospels, and then I finished reading Genesis and Exodus. I'm in Leviticus now. Mm-hmm. And so I've already read those books, and what they do, like, a verse of the day. And one of the verses was, like, from a gospel. And whenever I saw the verse of the day on my phone, I was like, okay, that's speaking to me, but I don't remember reading that. Like, mm-hmm. I read it, but I glossed over it, or, like, it didn't connect to me. But then whenever I saw it again, I was like, oh, okay, like, that connects with me. So it doesn't, like, even if you did read the Bible already, or if you did read something already, it's still gonna, it's almost like when you reread, like, a Harry Potter book or rewatch a movie and you miss something, and then you see it the next time. That's how the Bible is, because you can open it whenever, reread anything, and God's going to talk to you in different ways than he did before, because you don't need to hear the same messages you already heard.
And we're never, that's really good, because we're never going to just be finished with reading the Bible. It doesn't matter if we're doing the challenge to read the Bible in under a year. Like, just because if we finish the Bible front to back, that doesn't mean we're never going to open this again.
Yeah.
It's not like rereading a book that, like, you know, in elementary school or middle school where you were assigned to read something, you read it for the sake of it, and now you're never going to touch it again. Yeah. That's not in comparison to this. We're always going to be living from this. We're always going to be having to go back to something and seek understanding or guidance or wisdom. And so that's a really good point to add.
And when you're going through the waiting periods, and I know a lot of people's waiting periods might be a lot more, like, major than, like, what I'm going through, or, like, you know, whatever. But when, if you're in a waiting period and you're like, God, like, why are you letting me struggle? Or why are you letting me go through this? You just need to remember, like, he literally sent his son down here to go through things that I couldn't even imagine going through. And I don't know if anyone's watched The Passion of Christ, but oh my gosh.
It's rough.
Like, the things that he went through just so we can live in eternity that we don't even deserve, And then you're saying, like, why are you letting me go through, like, a sickness or something? Which, yeah, it's serious. But, like, you telling that to him after he did all
he
that?
He made the, like, ultimate sacrifice. And here we are crying about...
Like, this is real first world problems. He already went through everything for us. So, like, kind of put it in perspective. Whenever you're complaining to God, what are you really complaining for? Like, is that really the enemy in your head right now?
Yeah.
Because if you really love God and love Jesus, you're going to feel ashamed for even putting that up to him.
I feel like it's, as people, because we're not perfect, we're sinners, it's really, really easy to become selfish for what you're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
And when you become selfish, you feel like you're entitled to what you're asking for. And that's something that we all fall short to.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what time we are in our lives, we're going to fall short to greed, being selfish, and just being greedy. Like, I want, I want, I want. When you're not able to give anything for that want, like, we could be asking God for something, but what are we giving him?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, people in their waiting period, and when I was first going through my waiting period, I didn't understand how to approach it. And there would be times, because I wasn't feeling heard, I would go days without opening my Bible. I would go days without talking to God because I felt like I wasn't being heard. So, you know, what should I give him? So I feel like it is really easy to become selfish, and then you start feeling entitled, and then you start departing from God more. And that's not going to help you in your mm-hmm. waiting season. Whenever you are in your waiting season, you need to be praising. You need to be reading the gospel. You need to be using that to grow your relationship further. I mean, closer to God.
Yeah.
Because the enemy and Satan is going to be what is trying to pull you farther from God, because mm-hmm. he sees that, oh, this is a moment of weakness for you. You're not understanding what God is doing for you. So this is a perfect time for me to try to sneak in and play with your mind and say, you know, maybe he's not really looking out for you, blah, blah, blah. No, he's looking out for you. He's working for you right now. So be patient. Ask for the understanding. Read his word. You know, listen to worship music. Love him even when you don't understand how he is providing for you. Because we shouldn't only be going to God when he is giving us something. That's not how it works. That's a one-way relationship.
Yeah.
When a relationship with Christ is two ways. Because he loves us endlessly. Like, it doesn't end. He's going to love us no matter what. We need to give him the same energy.
And same if you think about it. Like, a waiting period is a trial. Even if you haven't read the book of Job, everybody knows the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God took away the things from Job because he wanted to see, will he still be faithful to me without all these blessings that I had given him? And Job did. Job was faithful, you know, and then God gave him back tenfold. So just because you're going through a waiting period, don't think that he's not working behind the scenes. Don't think he doesn't know what you're going through, because he does. You just have to keep that in your mind, because there's so many, if you're going through a waiting season, there's so many stories in the Bible that you can look at.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham waited for a son. He was 100 years old when he finally had a son with his wife. He tried taking things into his own hands, and that's why he had another son, but that's not what God had planned, and that's why the covenant was with Isaac and not with Ishmael, because God had his own plan, no matter mm-hmm. how long it had taken for it to happen. And then Hannah prayed 19 years to have a baby
mm-hmm.
for her womb to be open, and then she gave birth to Samuel. So don't think you're the only one, because you're not. And God's been through this with so many other people. He is well seasoned to give you some goodness in your life.
A little experience.
Yeah. So he can give you some goodness in your life, and don't forget that. Don't limit what he can do for you, because there's no limit.
Mm-hmm.
It's limitless. So
a lot of the times when you're asking God for something and you're asking him to work in your life, he's gonna do that and more.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna provide you for what you were asking if it's meant for you, and he's gonna add on top of it, and you're gonna see blessings that you weren't even expecting to come with what you were asking.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the kind of God he is. There's no limitations to him. He's almighty. He's powerful. Like, he will provide for you no matter what.
Yeah. And I mean, just like I kind of touched on it the last episode, when me and Andres were like, let's just move away and, like, you know, asking for that guidance, building that relationship with God. We just wanted to get out of this living area that we were before. We moved here, made friendships, got a better career path. Mm-hmm. Andres got a better career path, became closer with family. Like, all that comes with it. So, like, just do... If you think God's telling you to do something, just do it. Like, he's planting that thought in your head for a reason. Mm-hmm. So just do it. Next thing you know, you're going to be living life. Yeah. Like, you're just going to be chilling. And it's all temporary. So if you are going through something bad, it's temporary. Love in Christ, trust in Christ, and you'll be in there for eternity. That's not temporary, ever. So just don't forget that. Like,
yeah.
Don't ever put that on the back burner, because that should always be the front thought, like in the front of your brain always, I think.
If we think about it, if we take a look at ourselves as individuals and we think about what we have been through in the past, every single person, they have a past, they've been through struggles. And if you look at to where you are now in life, are you still in that position?
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'm not. I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot of struggles, doubts, and just questioning a lot. And I look back at that now, for example, when I went to college. During my freshman year of college, I was attending Charlotte University. And I was questioning so much my finances, what I wanted to do with my career, because I originally went to Charlotte for psychology because that's what I thought that I wanted to do in life. And that whole semester, I was just battling so much with my inner self. And I didn't know what I had in store for me. I didn't know how I was going to redirect my life, because at that time I wasn't close in my relationship with God. So I was trying to take all of it into my own hands. And when I tell you, it was an emotional wreck for myself, because all of the pressure, it was falling back on me. And then I was starting to wonder why nothing was working out. Like, everything was falling apart because I wasn't meant to be in control of all of that. You know, it's hard. And now I look at to where I am now, I'm not even pursuing psychology anymore. I'm pursuing healthcare, and I found joy in that. Like, I love what I'm doing, and that's what I'm trying to expand further into. And, like, the wait has been hard, but I know it's gonna like, be good for me in the long run. But you just kind of have to take a look at your past and see that the proof is in the pudding. You're not where you are. Each day, you're getting closer to moving towards something. So you just kind of have to fall back on that and realize, you know, I'm going to keep growing. Like, I'm not where I was in the past. And that's proof in itself.
Yeah. All right. And touching back on prayer, kind of like I said earlier, to not always ask what you want and not always go in that prayer format. You can always talk to God. Remember to acknowledge, and I don't know if I'm the only one that does this. I'm no, like, expert. But sometimes I will be like, God, I know I complained about this. I know I asked for this, but I just want to thank you. Like, thank you for putting me on this path. Thank you for giving me a roof over my head. Like, as much as this 1940s house is, like, irritating me, thank you for giving me a place to live. You know, like, humble yourself, I think, is really important. To humble yourself to the word of God, humble yourself to what he's doing for you, and not always just come at him. Talk to him and not at him, I think, is important.
Just make it a regular thing in your relationship with him to give thanks, you know, because I feel like when I was talking about how easy it is to become selfish, become greedy, we kind of lose our way, and just being grateful and showing our gratitude, because he's working a lot in your life. You woke up another day.
Yeah.
You're listening to this for free. No charge. Like, there's just so much that you have access to because of God. Because he put you in this position and this point of your life to listen to it, to internalize it, to, you know, experience it. And I feel like we just need to normalize giving gratitude to him, even if you have nothing to ask for. Perfect. Just tell him, like, you love him, that you thank him. Ask him for just to just keep showing up in your life.
Don't take his kindness for granted, I think, is the big point.
Mm-hmm.
And don't take your blessings for granted, you know. Don't be that person that's like, oh, well, my life's good. I don't need to pray for nothing. Like, I got everything I need.
Prayer isn't meant for asking.
No.
Prayer is your direct line of communication with him.
God, yeah. And me and Andres, we watched God's Not Dead. Well, I watched it for the first time. Andres had watched it
before. I want to watch it so bad.
And there was this part, yeah, I don't know if you remember, it's the son and his mom has, like, dementia or something. And the son's the business owner that breaks up with the reporter in the beginning mm-hmm. when he find out she had cancer. And the son literally went to his mom's house. She had dementia. And he was like, how can you believe in a God? You don't even remember who I am, and I'm your son. He said, I don't believe in God. And look, I have money. You know, I'm well off, all this and that. And the mom, like, her brain switched. Like, she all of a sudden didn't have dementia no more. And she said, sometimes the devil makes your life easy so you don't have to go to God for anything.
Wow, that's powerful. Yeah, that's a lie.
I just got tingles. She said, sometimes you are so content and the devil is trying to make you happy so that you stay away from God. Like, if you're content in your life
without reaching... If something is coming to you too easily, that's not God giving it to you.
Yeah, have you ever had something and you're like, oh, that was a little too easy. Like, that doesn't seem right. She literally said, like, if you're content and you haven't been reaching out to God,
if you haven't been struggling, then it's not God giving it to you.
Trying to keep you away from God because he sees that you're happy in the type of life you're living. I mean, look at all these people, like, Hollywood and everything.
Receiving blessings upon blessings. Mm-hmm. And
so content, and then they go on stage with devil costumes and, like, stuff. That's the devil at work. Because he's like, well, they don't need God. You know, I can give them everything they need, and they'll stay away. Also, let me just add,
for the celebrities and, like, all the Hollywood movies out there, mockery's not cute. It's not a cute look. It's not a personality trait. I recommend dropping it because it will backfire on you.
Yes.
But I feel like stepping away from our original point, but this is just something that I saw a couple days ago with, like, Rihanna, and she was, like, in a magazine, and she was, like, dressed as, like, a nun or something like that. I'll have to show it to you, but let me just say mockery is not cute. It's not a cute look, and it's just disrespectful, and we can touch on that in a whole different episode.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to drop that, though, just in case anybody thought about mocking Jesus Christ today. Don't do it. Don't do it.
And my thing is, like, because I didn't grow up being like, oh, Christ is my Lord and Savior, you know, all that stuff. I didn't grow up that way. And, like, if you think about it, if Christianity and Jesus and all, if none of that was real, why is it in everything? Why are all the insults has Christ in it? You know, why is mockery even a thing? If it's not real, why do they, like, keep incorporating it?
Like
Little Nas X,
like his album cover on the cross.
I did not like that.
I think, oh my, we're stepping away from the point, but I think that people mock the faith of Christians and, like, Jesus Christ because it's easy.
Yes.
Because that's the most commonly talked about, like, religion. Like, everyone's like, God this, God that. Like, everyone knows the story of, like, Jesus dying on the cross. So I feel like people find that one the easiest to mock because it's something they think that they know enough about.
Yeah, because it's common knowledge. Mm-hmm. My thing is, so I literally, 2 days ago, got mocked at work.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I don't talk religion at work because I don't want to, you know, steer away clients. Yeah, I don't want to, like, you know,
don't that's shut not it a workplace.
Yeah, that's not a workplace topic of conversation, I don't think. And I know, you know, we're trying to be disciples, but I'm trying,
a better way to go about it.
Yeah, don't try to put it in the workplace, but, you know, someone came up to me and mocked it a little bit. And at first I was like, did I just get mocked? Like, was that real? And
you kind of caught off guard a little
bit. Yeah, like, and when I tell you, like, the Holy Spirit filled me to just walk away because I didn't...
Amen.
Talk about, like, 2 years ago, like, when Kara first met me, if that had happened, I'd be all, like...
Firecracker.
Yeah, like, nasty thoughts would be in my head. Sparks would have been flying. Like, I'd be mad. But, like, I literally just walked away and kind of... I laughed at to myself in the break room. I was just like, did that really happen, you know? And me and Kara were texting about it because when I got off of work, I texted Kara about it. And we were like, if you wouldn't do it to other religions, don't do it to any. If you don't,
it's just not cute.
Yeah, if you don't think it's appropriate to mock, like Muslims, Jews, everything, then don't mock Christians. Like, don't mock any religion.
Because it's not your place.
Yeah.
As a Christian, I'm not going to go up to a Muslim, to a Jew, and I'm not going to tell you that your faith is wrong. Yes. I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my place. I don't even understand, so I'm not going to pretend that I do, mm-hmm. because I know nothing about it. And, like, that's just not what I was put on this earth for. Like, God would not want us mocking anyone, because in our scripture, in the Bible, we are to go out and love our neighbors. Love our brothers and sisters in Christ, even if they're not with Christ. We just love everyone. Love the world. That's a part of our church.
Yeah.
Our church is to love God, love others, and then love the world. That's what we're out here to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, just try loving the person you disagree with. Like,
yeah, no, it's
serious. I feel like this world... Like, it's set out to separate people with politics,
relationships,
relationships, everything. Like, there's so many things in the world that will try to make you separate from each other. I just challenge everyone to go out and just love someone. Even if you disagree with how they're living,
mm-hmm.
if you disagree with their faith, if you disagree with their politics, love them. At the end of the day, that's all you have to do. Just accept one another.
And, like, we're, like, true believers of this because we're kind of, like, on opposite ends of the political spectrum.
Yeah, like, we recognize
but
that.
But we will have conversations. We won't even get mad at each other. We're like, you know what? You're right. Or, you know what?
We find some sort of middle ground.
Yeah, and, like, even if we don't... And I don't think there's much we disagree on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, political, that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
But it's easy to be friends with people even when they don't have the same beliefs as you, whether it be religion, politics, whatever. I mean, like, we were just talking how she likes eating her grits with scrambled eggs, and I like eating my grits with my yolk runny, like.
And I made a face, but I said, oh, okay. It's not like I'm going to jump down her throat and be like, no, don't eat it this way, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's easy to make friendships even if not everything is... Exactly. You're not going to be exactly the same as anybody. I mean, even me and Andres, we disagree on some things.
Copy,
yeah, that'd be weird. It'd be like you're living in, like, those Dr. Seuss neighborhoods that all the houses are, like, the same.
And it's, like, literally the same. Everyone waves.
Yeah.
It's like you have a routine.
It's utopian.
It's boring.
Yeah, it's weird. But anyways,
be that was our little rant of the day. We went so off topic. But it's also just one of those things, like, you know, it never hurts to add into a conversation.
I think that's such an important thing in today's society is not to, like, to get back to the root of that sidebar, not to mock, because, like Kara said, we don't go out and mock other people. That's not right. Like, I mean, even we'll see, like, TikToks or Instagram videos or whatever, and we'll see, like, people mocking each other's religion, whether it be Christians doing it or, you know, other people doing it.
Or, like, debating with one another.
Yeah.
That's not your place.
And I'm like, why? Like, what's the purpose of making someone mad?
Is it adding to your day, or is it making you feel worse?
Yeah.
If it's adding to your day and adding in your relationship to God, do it. If it's making you feel worse, or if you leave that conversation feeling guilty or thinking back, oh, wait, maybe I shouldn't have said that, avoid it. Don't do it. You know, just ask God for grace and how to handle a situation, like how Jasmine was talking about being mocked at work. You know, it's okay to ask God to give you grace. And me and Jasmine actually have this saying that we say to each other. It's based off a scripture in the Bible. I don't have it pulled up in front of me. But from the Bible, it tells us that God wants us to be, like, salty.
The salt of the earth.
Yeah, the salt of the earth. Like, you know, be an example to people. And so whenever me and Jasmine were, like, venting to each other about a situation, or we can start to fill ourselves to... you know, get angry or frustrated or, like, worked up, we'll just send a quick reminder to each other and say, be salty.
Yeah.
You know, be graceful. And, you know, I'm not kidding. Like, when I say, like, I repeat that to myself so many times a day to just be salty.
And it's okay, like, because I've been there. When you're in the heat of the moment and your brain's running and you're getting so frustrated, remember, you can just take a second,
breathe,
take a breath. Just remind yourself you're doing yourself no favors of being mad right now. And it could be anything. Like, it could be
ruins your day.
Yes, it could be someone at a green light not going because they're on their phone or something. Of course, a lot of us are going to get frustrated and, like, start honking your horn or something. But just take a second. What is it? You're going to wait 2 extra minutes to get to where you're going?
Maybe those 2 extra minutes was you not getting in a wreck.
Yeah, you never know. So, like, just take a minute, step back, be like, it's okay. Don't give yourself wrinkles, babe. We've talked about it before.
From your FC bestie in Christ.
Yeah.
That's going to be a staple for sure.
It is.
Well, we talked about so much.
Yeah.
And there's still so many more that many more things that we want to talk about, but those will unfortunately have to wait for a different day.
And if anyone, I know we've been getting a few followers on our podcast page on Instagram. If anyone wants us to talk about something in specific, just let us know, because me and Kara, we have so much that we want to talk about, but we literally can't choose. Like, even for this podcast, I was like, are we talking about this?
We just get so passionate. Yeah. There's so many things to say.
I think that's why this podcast went a little bit faster than the other one. I think because we're both going through that right now, the waiting season.
Yeah.
So
we were able to hit those points.
Yeah, words came out fast this time. So if anyone needs some kind of word of advice or something that they want us to talk about, just let us know. We'll be open.
Also, I think we mentioned this in the last podcast, but we do accept prayer requests. Even if you want to, it's not like when we say we accept prayer requests, we're going to sit here on this podcast and
so-and-so wanted.
No, we can even do that in private. Like, that's not even something we will bring to the podcast. But since starting my relationship with Christ, like, I'll be driving past something and I'll see someone. And I swear, I pray. Like, I'll just say, I've just started saying quick prayers for people as I walk past them, for people that I know. For if I, like, see, like, typically there's people, like, you'll see holding a sign. You know, sometimes I might not always be in the position to give, but, you know, I can pray for you.
Yes. Even last night, there was this girl that I saw, and she was, like, she was going through it. I don't know what she was going through, but she was going through it. And, like, she was fidgeting and, like, couldn't sit still, nothing. It was almost like you just wonder, what are they going through? And I did. I sat there, and I said, Lord, whatever she's going through, like, please help her through it. That's another thing I wanted to say about the whole religion thing. You can be a disciple of Christ, you can be a fisher of men, without being disrespectful and without shoving it down people's throat. You can come to them with love and in a respectful manner. And half the time, even if they don't agree, they'll stop and listen to you. Or they'll stop and, like, think about it for a minute. So, I mean, there's certain ways to go about that. And there's certain things
just
to say.
Just ask God to show you the way.
Yeah, I mean, in the Bible and in the show The Chosen, when all the disciples are like, well, what do we say when you want us to go out there? What are we supposed to say? And Jesus tells them, like, just go out there. I'll give you the words to say. You've listened to my sermons. Like, just do what God wants you to do, and he'll tell you. You don't have to question about it. Yeah. So.
That was a really good point. Thanks. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We hope that this reaches someone, whoever needs the message, or even just a community of people to feel like they're a part of something. We're always here for you. And we hope that you loved listening to us today. And we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.